AM WSBC. Welcome back to another week of the Hooli's Hooli Radio Hour, presented to you by McCann's Irish Oatmeal and Mike Hegarty Buick GMC Volkswagen of Oaklawn, Illinois.
Wow.
My name's Patty Houlihan. I'll be your host all hour. Joining me to my left is twin brother Billy.
Hey,
hello,
there.
Bill.
What's up?
And to the left of him, the greatest person in the land, Mr. Clayton O'Brien. Hello, Clay.
Hi, how are you?
Welcome to another week. Boy, was last week's episode a little bit
bizarro.
But it is true. Scottie Pippen did used to shave his head with Michael Jordan's steak knives.
He did.
Yep.
Very true.
And we did revolutionize the garbage pickup industry.
Yes, with the smart rod.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Patent pending.
Patent pending. Smart rod. Patent pending.
Yeah.
How's everybody? Bill, you got a fresh shaved dome. You must have gone to Sally Beauty Supply and got them clippers you were talking
about. No, I decided to, I just went, you know what? No guard.
He decided to drape himself in purple.
Yeah. So I went, yeah.
You do have a purple shirt on tonight.
And a purple hat.
Yeah, I'm color coordinating, bro.
You got purple shorts on?
No.
And a tan head. You're like the Yul Brynner of the Hooli's Hooli tonight.
Oh, wow. That's a throwback.
Isn't it?
Yeah. I took it down. It's got to come down.
Looks good.
Thank you.
Clay, you told me outside before the program tonight that you went to an appraisal because that's one of the things you do for work.
Yeah, I had an appointment today with a woman who turned out to be quite a fascinating individual.
And fascinating to you.
Yes, because as you may have heard, I'm a fan of the rock group, the Rolling Stones.
Yeah, a very big one.
Yeah, and this woman made me look like I knew nothing about the Rolling Stones.
So you just happened to walk into her house and you were like, wow.
It was like a museum of the Rolling Stones. It was unbelievable.
Yeah.
And it wasn't like a mansion. It was a very modest, like a bungalow up on the northwest side here.
Right.
And Isabel was her name. She's about, she started following the Stones when she was like 20 in the 70s. I'll just say that.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
And she had memorabilia that was signed by all the band members.
Right.
She had a harmonica that Mick Jagger signed and gave to her.
Did you ask her if she had ever had fornicated with Mr. Jagger at all or anything like that?
She said there was a party at the Playboy Club here in Chicago.
That's a yes.
That she couldn't really get into detail about.
Oh, that's a good segue, right? Hey, well, there was a party at the Playboy Club. I can't get quite into it.
I mean, every wall was
plastered
with Stone stuff. It was crazy. It was really cool.
So you were awestruck. Were you even able to give her a proper estimate? You were like, just trade me a couple of these harmonicas.
I gave her a proper appraisal, and then as I'm leaving, she says, "I have some these prints. I have duplicates of some of these. So if you want a couple prints, you can have them
for free.
For free."
Oh, my gosh.
And me being a Rolling Stones nut, I just happened to have a painting of Brian Jones at my house that I showed her on my phone, and she loved it.
So right.
Right before I came here to the radio tonight, I stopped at Isabel's house and gave her the Brian Jones painting. And
so you guys are trading Stones?
We're trading Stones gear.
Trading Stones
gear. Did she like it?
Loved it. Loved it.
Was there a cash transaction?
None. No, this is purely mutual respect amongst Stones fans.
And well, Clay, you have the Clayton O'Brien Art Company, one of your little side gigs.
Yeah, it's kind of defunct.
Yeah, but you have a lot, you do a lot of art, you paint a lot yourself, and you have artwork in your house.
I probably have like between 60 or 70 paintings in my
basement. That's a lot.
In my basement.
Yeah.
Just sitting there.
Was the Brian Jones painting something that you painted or something that you acquired?
Something I painted.
Oh, all right.
Yeah.
So
Now
it's an even cooler story. You were like, hey, I painted this picture of Brian Jones. You
right. She was also an artist, and some of the work she had in her house was her own, and I was really impressed by it. It was really good.
Like Stones art?
Yeah. Like, here's a painting of Keith Richards that I did in 1981.
Did it look like Keith Richards?
It was one of the best paintings I've ever seen in my life.
Dude, we should have had Chris Zuccaro. We should have called him in tonight and said, hey.
Thinking about having Isabel on the show.
We could have her on.
I told her. I go, the Stones are coming here in 2 weeks.
What do we call her if we make her a new guest? Stones lady?
Isabel Jagger.
Isabel Jagger.
Ladies and gentlemen, Isabel Jagger.
Rolling Stones enthusiast, Isabel Jagger is here.
The Northwest Side's own.
Rolling Stones correspondent.
But you couldn't get anything too juicy out of her then, huh?
I mean, I was trying to like feel her out. I'm like, I went to the Aragon show in 2002. I went and she's like, oh yeah. I went to a couple other shows that year, and she goes, I went to 30 shows that year.
Wow.
And I was like, wow. And she goes, I do that every tour. She goes, I have no problem dropping big money on tours. Big money.
You're like, great. Then you'll have no problem dropping a little dough on this paint job.
And, she was a fascinating person. And God bless her.
Yeah. All right. Well, wow. Isabel, the Stones lady.
Yeah.
Anything weird happen to you this week?
No.
You trade art with anybody?
Right.
No. What happened? Oh, I went and saw Pat Chase do a little
Patrick?
Yeah. He was playing the improv in Schaumburg.
Yeah.
Who was he opening for? He was opening for somebody.
Oh, God, no, I can't remember this guy's name.
You're just there.
He was good.
Make something up.
No, it's Chris Porter from Last Comic Standing.
That's correct.
All right.
They were good.
Good house, good crowd.
Yeah, pretty full.
That was the first time you've been there, wasn't it?
I actually I enjoyed myself. Yeah. Food was, we ate.
Mm-hmm.
I saw both sets.
Oh, nice. You just hung out.
Yeah, because he was like, hang out, like come, check the second set out. I was like, all right. Can I get tickets? He's like, yeah.
So you had a Pat Chase doubleheader.
Yeah. So we got to see him do his first and his second. That was kind of fun to watch the comics do both sets.
Second set better?
Second set was better.
Okay.
Yeah.
He's a little warmed
First
up.
Set was great though too. But sure. The second set, these guys were they're warmed up.
Yeah, they're a little more loose, having fun with the audience, a little more crowd work.
What'd you have to eat, Bill?
There was a heckler.
Was there?
Yeah. Oh.
What happened?
She went into Chris Porter a little bit.
He
just lit her up. I mean, he was great. He lit her up like that. He was getting laughs like by making fun of her, and she kept like talking back. And even by the end of it, he was roasting her so hard she was dying laughing.
Yeah,
and we were like, was that planned?
Planned heckler.
Was it a planned heck? No.
It was
a fun show.
Planned.
What?
The rip in Patty's pants that I've been having.
That's, yeah.
Come on, I didn't even know it.
Forced to stare at this directly in between his legs.
Yeah. He's got it right
just
under
below
his
zipper.
Just below the zipper, there's a little hole.
I'd say it's about 3 inches by 2 inches.
That's where all the jokes are coming from tonight, right?
They're
out
like,
of that little
they're
hole.
They're like dress pants. I don't know, they're like pants that like Kramer would have on or somebody. I don't know. Like,
what? These are Tommy Bahama chinos. Bill goes, those are like Kramer pants. And I did not realize that there was a rip in the crotch until I sat down here tonight. And now I got to stand up and readjust. And
you better be careful.
What do I have to be careful of?
You never know when a snake can go
a
in
a bug
there.
Or something
butterfly. Killer butterfly.
Killer butterfly.
Float like a butterfly, sting like a bee.
Boss, I can't make it in today. A killer butterfly swung in my rip in my pant hole.
Right into my pants.
Anyways, you don't know how you acquired this? Just all of a sudden?
I probably stretched my legs a little bit too wide, and it went and coughed and opened up,
Well, sorry for your troubles.
You guys are the ones that seem to have trouble with it. I'm just trying
to... Just cross your legs.
I'm
going
to have to cross my legs now.
So you were out in Schaumburg. You spent the weekend in Schaumburg. It's very nice of you.
Just Saturday night.
Patty,
yeah.
How about you? Did you do anything wild, like fireworks off in your alley?
No fireworks this weekend. Something did happen, though, crazy. I guess one kid on our block, and this is kind of nuts, threw a brick at another kid.
What?
Ooh. Yeah.
A full brick?
A full brick, apparently.
And they hit the kid?
In the face.
Christ.
Whoa.
And they had to call the paramedics and the cops.
How old are these people?
One kid's 11, the other kid's 8.
What a jerk.
Oh.
It's like,
what? What do you do that for?
I don't know. They were arguing about something. The guy picked up a brick and hit the other kid with a brick.
It's pretty violent.
It's very violent. It was very startling to me. I was like, what?
There's only one answer.
What is the answer?
Someone needs to hit the 11-year-old with a brick in the face.
Oh, my God. What are we, in Iran?
Iran, Georgia.
There is only one answer now. We must hit 11-year-old with brick in head.
That's Putin. No, that's Putin-esque.
Putin-esque?
There's only one solution. Hit 11-year-old in the face with brick. Come on, next.
That was every... Teach lesson. Next!
Next issue.
Right.
What now?
What goes around comes around. Next!
Yes, I do monitor the local River Forest community from time to time.
Is that Putin or the Uber driver I had yesterday?
They're the same. Putin's all around you. Don't ever forget that.
Putin's all around you.
That's my number one single.
That is a good song title.
Putin's all around you.
That's like a light FM kind of song, huh?
Yeah, we'll keep it light, you know?
Putin's all around you.
Oh, you brought it down to Nashville.
A little bit, yeah, but I want it to be nice.
I like that. Friendly country Putin song.
Friendly country Putin songs. You're going to love this next act. He sings friendly country Putin songs. Put your hands together for Patty Houlihan.
Putin's all around you.
Putin's all around you.
Instead of my steel guitars.
Oh, wow. Yeah, the steel guitars ripping.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Putin's
oh, yeah.
All around. Oh, man, that is good. It's scary, though.
Say that to somebody next time you're in line next to him. Just look at him and go, Putin's all around you. Yes, Solid would like a lucky day. Quick pick, easy match.
Come
on, don't go into line.
I got to, man.
No, please.
Mega Millions. Is like
did
500.
Did you win?
Not yet.
No. All right, the conversation over.
No, I read an article, the Powerball jackpot that just was won. I
think it
was
Who won it?
It was like $355 million. This guy in North Carolina won it.
Yeah,
he's already come forward. He's claiming the lump sum prize of like $230 million or something like that.
Yeah.
And he played the numbers that he got in a fortune cookie.
Bull-loney.
That's a lie.
This is what I read.
No, this is a PR stunt.
Can you get some confirmation on this?
Said he's going to give his brother $1 million.
A million?
Yeah.
Wow.
This is the article I read.
Can't give him 10?
I don't know. But I'll tell you one thing. If maybe the people at McCann's need to start putting some numbers on them. But if you read the serial number at the end of a McCann's Irish oatmeal box.
Play those numbers, Bill.
Play them.
Absolutely. In fact, we're going to do that next week. We're going to randomly select a McCann's Irish oatmeal box, pull the numbers and go play Mega with those numbers.
Yeah, we have to now.
We have to. This show is presented by McCann's Irish Oatmeal. It's the greatest oatmeal on earth. More Hooli's Hooli after these messages.
McCann's Irish Oatmeal. We've been warming the hearts, minds, and souls of the most discriminating oatmeal lovers for over 150 years. From the family farm to your table, enjoy the whole grain goodness of McCann's Irish Oatmeal today. Available at your local grocery store.
There's no friend like an old friend. Southside Cousins Mike and Dick Haggerty have been selling cars for over 45 years. They've been in business together since 1982 when they started their first store where everybody in the old neighborhood bought their cars. I go way back with the Haggertys. Mike's a Mount Carmel alum and Dick is St. Ignatius. Dick and Mike have been particularly classy to me over the years. Whenever I visit their showroom, it's old school. Buick GMC at 9301 South Cicero or the Volkswagen store at 89th and Cicero, both in Oak Lawn. So do yourself a favor. Get to know the Haggerty family. You'll be delighted you did. I'm currently driving a used car I bought at Haggerty's. It's a gem. And when I think I got lucky, I have to tell myself, no, it's because Haggerty took good care of me. God bless him. Call him today at 708-423-5000, 708-423-5000, or go to HaggertyCars.com. Generations of Southside Irish have been happily driving Haggerty cars for generations. Visit Mike Haggerty Buick and GMC at 93rd and Cicero and Mike Haggerty Volkswagen at 89th and Cicero. And tell them Hooli sent you. And if you're a first responder, you just might get a better deal than I did.
Hi, I'm Patty Houlihan, and I support Concern Worldwide. If you want to do something about global poverty, hunger, refugees, the unacceptable suffering of young children, if you want to reach people directly where the need is greatest, you should too. For 50 years since its grassroots beginnings in Dublin, Concern has changed and saved lives of millions. It has been the proud, relentlessly compassionate face of Ireland to the world. Support Concern today at concernusa.org. That's concernusa.org. There's no more Irish thing you can do.
There's only one Irish pub on the Chicago River, and that's Lizzie McNeil's at 400 North McClure Court. We spend a lot of time there taping the Skinny and Hooli show at Lizzie's almost every Wednesday night. You can escape the hustle and bustle of Navy Pier and relax at Lizzie McNeil's. Our old pal John Wren is your host. Please say hello when you stop by for one of their ice-cold brews in an authentic Irish pub. One visit and you'll be calling it your hometown hangout. We've been hanging at Lizzie's for going on 7 years now, so join us. When the weather gets nice, they have 2 outdoor patio areas where you can take advantage of the sunshine, a cafe menu of salad, sandwiches, and appetizers. Lizzie's also has a great private party room that's perfect for birthdays, graduations, and most nights at Lizzie's, you can meet the elite of Chicago's Irish-American community. So stop by Lizzie McNeil's soon, right by the river. Tell them you were sent by Skinny and Hoover. With a history going all the way back to 1896, the International Union of Operating Engineers has continued to protect workers and their families with loyalty and brotherhood. Local 150 has continued to thrive through economic booms and busts with careful training and aggressive organizing. Under the leadership of President and Business Manager Jim Sweeney, Local 150 has implemented programs and action plans to create work, protect benefits, and keep members working. They've been helping the Irish-American community of Chicagoland for just as long. Skinny and Hooley Show is proud to be associated with Jim Sweeney and Local 150, and we salute the continuing efforts of the International Union of Operating Engineers and their support of Irish and Irish-American families now and in the future. Thanks to Local 150.
Okay, let's do it.
Honky tonk.
This is for you, Isabel.
Oh, Putin's everywhere.
Putin's all around you.
Putin's all around you.
Yeah.
Clay, you wanted to play honky tonk.
For Isabel, I asked her, I said, what's your favorite song? She thought about it for a minute. I said, it's hard, isn't it? She said, yeah. She goes, my war horse?
Yeah.
Honky tonk woman.
I love that.
I immediately gave her a hug.
My war horse.
Right, I bet I gave her a hug. It was a real sweet moment.
Then we had toast and jam.
Then I ran home. Got the Brian Jones picture. Dropped it right back off.
And completed the swap.
Oh, man.
The stone swap.
Stone swap.
Stone swapping with Isabel.
See you at the stone swap.
Thank you for your Stones knowledge.
That's cool, man. You got friend. You got a friend in... Is that a Stones song? You got a friend in me? Waiting on a friend.
That's like Randy Newman.
You got a friend in me is Randy Newman. You got a friend in me.
Yeah, waiting on a friend.
Waiting on a friend, yes.
I mean, the stuff she had was really amazing. It was really... It belongs in a museum. I don't think she realizes the stuff she has is as great as it is.
Do you think she'd find it odd if you called her up and said, hey, can I... come over for tea and we'll listen to Only Rock and Roll.
I told her cover flat to cover. Out, I said, I'm going to bring some friends. I might have to bring some friends over here to look at this stuff.
So that's where things get creepy. That's where Tony Spilatro shows up. This is nice stuff.
Yeah. Keep your doors unlocked.
Yeah. When are you going on vacation, Isabel? I can watch your dog for you.
Yeah. Exactly. No. God bless her. I hope she's enjoying a nice record of the Stones tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she probably is.
Yeah, she probably is. She was watching the Warriors game when I dropped the painting off, so she's also a b-ball fan. Mm-mm. And she also had a team signed picture. She had a 1996 Chicago Bears full team picture signed by every player. I can't tell you one player.
She's a memorabilia nut.
On the 96 Bears.
Nice.
Bill, who's on the 96 Bears?
The 96 Bears?
Yeah.
I don't know, Wendell Davis maybe? I have not, like the 96 Bears.
Who was the quarterback of the 96 Bears?
Frank Nitti.
Zorich, yeah. I don't, you know.
Chris Zorich?
Yeah. 96 Bears.
Lars Ulrich was the quarterback?
He was the quarterback. He had a Metallica of a season.
RoboCop, James Thornton. Maybe he might have been the tight end. I don't know, man. That's awful that I don't know this.
Show's
kind of
all about Isabel tonight.
Well, now that we're on to sports, Bill.
Yeah.
What's going on in baseball land?
I'll tell you what's going on sports-wise. The sports book is coming to Illinois. Gambling.
Oh, before we get into that, I'll tell you another thing about sports.
I'll tell you another thing.
There was a boxing match. This guy, Anthony Joshua, was upset by like basically a nobody, right?
A Rocky.
Yeah, this Mexican guy.
Can we get his name, please?
You know that his name is Ruiz, I think.
Yeah.
His trainer is Mick Conlon's trainer.
Oh,
Mick Conlon, we've talked about
gym.
On the show.
Interesting.
Very cool.
That's all I got, sports-wise.
Well, hey, if you're going to talk about boxing and the Irish, you got to talk about Katie Taylor.
Oh, yeah.
The gold, she won gold at the Olympics from Ireland, and then now she's the undisputed world champion in every belt.
Every belt there is.
There is. Mm-hmm. She's, you know, accomplished this incredible feat. She's the first athlete from Ireland to ever accomplish anything like this.
Yeah.
Pretty cool stuff.
Very cool.
So congratulations to
she makes McGregor look like a bum.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, when you look at her and you're like, wow.
He's a whiskey
salesman
now. Nothing wrong with that, Bill.
No.
Nothing wrong with that.
Nope. Nothing wrong with that at all.
McGregor fights Katie Taylor. They're going to fight.
I'll take her. I'll take her.
Battle of the sexes.
She's doing push-ups right now, and he's not.
No, he's probably not doing push-ups.
Katie, come on now.
I want to fight you, Katie.
Anyways, yes, congratulations to them.
Katie, hi, it's Connor. You want to fight me?
What Connor is McCallum doing?
Would love to fight you. Love to fight you.
Call me back.
Call me back.
What's that, Bill?
What's McCallum doing these days? Is he close to a title fight?
I'm not sure.
This would have been, I think it was been over a year ago since we saw him, right?
Yeah.
So you have to think that I remember he was on pace for like 11 fights. They said if they could get him 11 fights in the next year, he'd have a shot at the title.
Right.
The last time I saw him fight, I think it was on ESPN, he was at like 5-0.
Okay.
But I haven't gotten an update on him lately. So we should kind of talk about that considering his trainer is now the trainer of the heavyweight champion in the world too.
Did you see that? Amazing. Did you see the clips of that fight? It was a pretty good fight.
Yeah, it was pretty impressive. It was like a brawl.
And just that the fact that the guy's like a butter bean, like out of shape, you know, it's just like, wow, boxing.
You think they're not out of shape though. He was fast. He was fast for a big guy.
Yeah.
He knocked that Joshua guy down 5 times.
He looked like some guy I'd see outside TBK at like 3 a.m.
Totally.
Just knocking fools out.
Yeah. Guy that works at Foot Locker.
Yeah. Anyway, Chicago baseball.
Foot Locker. Interesting. Yeah.
The Cubs are still doing that.
At Foot Locker.
Huh? Hashtag Foot Locker.
Hashtag Foot Locker.
Yeah, right. Baseball, yeah. Sox lost tonight. They're now 2 under .500.
What
coming
was
back.
The streak.
They're hot. They're done for a while. I don't know. They're hot and cold, but they're playing better baseball. Cubs just got Carlos Gonzalez, and then apparently tonight they signed Craig Kimbrell. Kimbrell, I think that's how you pronounce his name. Studs closer. So we got to look forward to that.
They signed Detective Kimbrell from
Craig Kimbrell. I think that's how I pronounce his name.
The Cubs have signed Dr. Richard Kimbrell to be their closer.
Dr. Richard Kimbrell, yes. Uh-huh.
God bless.
But that's
I wish.
This
only
week.
In my dreams would Dr. Kimbrell play for the Cubs.
Sure. It'd
be awesome. I had one thing sports-centric related to
Go
me this
for
week.
It. Shoot.
I had a race. They put a new parking lot at Johnny's Beef.
Whoa.
And it's even more crowded now than it's ever been. All right?
Uh-huh.
I get out of my car, I slam the door, and I make eye contact with like a very heavy-set woman in flip-flops.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
And she looks at me, and we kind of look at each other, and I'm like, I kind of sighed like when I saw the line. She like saw me look at the line and go, mm-hmm.
Where was the line at?
Out the door.
How far out the door?
Like 7 people out the door.
Okay.
Which the line moves fast, but when you've been treated to the service that they have at Johnny's Beef, you're like,
you feeling
tired? So you're that guy, you're the angry guy now that when you show up and there's people in line, you have to wait?
God. I don't even go in.
It's the best beef in the city. You can't, like, whatever.
Mr. Beef, Chris Zuccaro's got the best.
I go straight
beef.
To Alpine.
Okay, here's what happens. Yeah. I look at her. We make eye contact. And she just starts, like, walking as fast as she could, like, like trying to, like, and looking at me the whole time she's walking, you know, like, shaking and looking at me. And I'm like, I'm not going to race you. You can have it, you know?
Right.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
Right.
But that was the sports-related.
That was your race-related
moment.
Oh, I like that. The race of the
week. A heavy-set woman in flip-flops wanted to race me to line at Johnny's. No, I let her win. I was like, you can have it. Look how ambitious you are.
You should have swept her legs.
Oh. Yeah, we talked about sweeping the leg last week.
That's my new thing.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
We do have a guest tonight. He's calling in. He's appeared on The Late Show with David Letterman, the Chicago Theater. He's Chicago's own Pat McGann. He'll be at Zany's all weekend in Rosemont. Hello, Pat.
Hey, what's up?
Thanks for allowing us to interview you tonight.
How did
the set go over at Zany's? You just got off stage.
Just got off stage. It was a great night, especially for a Wednesday. Good crowd.
Nice.
Good numbers. It was fun.
You have made quite the name for yourself in the city of Chicago in the last 5 or 6 years, I'd say, probably 10. How long have you been doing stand-up, Pat? You picked it up in 09, 07?
I picked it up in when did I start? Yeah, late 07, like September of 07 was like my first open mic.
And you became sort of the darling at Zany's, and from there, you've built up such a great body of work. And now you've been going all over the country with Sebastian Maniscalco, another Chicago guy, during his Stay Hungry tour. How strange is it for you in the last couple of years, because you were not a road comic until probably the last couple of years. Have you had any crazy stuff happen to you recently on the road?
I would say crazy, but just like, crazy in a sense of surreal. Like, it's doing the Zany's House MC stuff and limited road stuff.
Yeah.
To go to this level of road.
Yeah.
I'm just lucky to be riding his wave. I mean, we've been to some incredible venues. I get to be in front of like an invested crowd every night. You know, the people are paying to see Sebastian, and
yeah.
It's been cool. Gotten to do Madison Square Garden and all these big theaters and all the major cities around the country. Like, it's crazy.
It's nice to see an Italian guy and an Irish guy getting along so well.
It is.
Yeah, it's a great combo, man.
It is a great combo. You guys compliment each other so well.
Like food and drinks.
It's a, exactly. Come on. How do you like? How long are you home here in Chicago? Are you here for the summer and then going to go back out on the road again? Were you on tour and then you're dwindling down here, or where do you go after this set here this weekend at Zany's?
Next week I'm doing Zany's Nashville for a one night.
Nice.
It's a one night thing on Wednesday, and then from there I'm going to a club in Huntsville, Alabama.
Yeah, baby.
Stand Up Live. And it's supposedly a great club.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've heard great things from other comics. They're bringing in good acts, and they got nice crowds. I'm actually looking forward to it. So I have a little bit of my own stuff going on because I'm on hiatus from the Sebastian tour.
Yeah.
We have limited dates over the summer. We're only doing like 2 shows in July and a couple in August, and then we really ramp up together again in September through the balance of the year.
Yeah.
But in between there, I'm doing a lot of my own stuff.
Good. It's nice to go out on your own, and then you have the whole room to yourself, and they're all there to see you. What's that like now that you've gain a certain level of notoriety here in Chicago? You're like Chicago's newborn son of comedy. You're everywhere. What does it feel like to come back? And now the people in the audience must feel like they know you. Do you find that they want to like start chiming in and interjecting during your sets? Go ahead. Sorry.
It does happen occasionally. Like, someone yelled out something the other night about being, you know, they're from the South Side. It's just hilarious, but it doesn't happen a ton. But I do feel like that people that saw me with Sebastian are coming out, and that is a great feeling, you know, that people are coming out, and me coming back here when I haven't been here. Because, you know, Chicago is tough. I love Chicago. I love being from here. I have no plan on leaving here.
Yeah.
But Chicago doesn't embrace Chicagoans usually until they leave and come back. And I haven't
that's very true.
I haven't been able to do that, but I have been able to leave. Like, I haven't been doing a lot of shows around here. So
right.
I don't feel as guilty. Like, people have heard this joke because I haven't been in town. So it's good.
That's you got to make them want it, you know? Make them beg for it.
Exactly. The only price that comes with that is just I have to be gone a lot.
Right.
Does your wife and kids come on the road with you at all?
A little bit. My wife, I just did my own weekend in New York City, which was a lot of fun, at Gotham Comedy Club.
Oh, very cool.
And my wife came out that weekend. Although she was late, her flight was delayed.
Yeah.
And the first show I did there, Seinfeld came in.
Ooh.
And I actually got the heads up that he was coming. They called me at like 3 p.m. and said he was coming through. So I called my wife and she's all fired up. Well, then all this bad weather came in and she missed it, but I got to introduce him. I did my set. I closed out the show and then I said, it's not over. You never know who's going to drop in here. And then ladies and gentlemen, Jerry Seinfeld. And that's what I got to bring him on stage. It was pretty cool.
Wow. That's what an honor.
Oh, that's awesome. And, did he come on and do like 10 minutes or did he just come on and go, hey, how you doing everybody? And just do a quick 5 and walk off.
No, he did probably like 15 minutes.
Oh, wow. That's nice.
Great.
Including some Q&A. Like, he took some questions at the end. To be there for the reaction, because the reaction is like, you're not serious, you're joking, and then they see him, and you feel it, like, wash over the room. Like,
yeah.
It was amazing. It was cool.
Does something like that, like, who gives you the heads up? Your manager, or like did the club give you the heads up that he was coming?
The owner of the club.
Okay. Does that psych you out? You're like, oh, thanks for letting me know. Now I'm like going to be thinking about that while I'm doing my set the whole time, and like, you know,
I get Seinfeld. Yeah,
get in my own head. Get in my way.
I gotta be honest, yeah, it threw me off because that was my first show there, and already I was like in my head, like, you know, this is the first time headlining the club in Manhattan, and it's a legit club, and
yep.
And then, you know, that first show at any club, even tonight, like, it was fun, but by Friday I'd feel so, and I've done a million shows here at Zanies Rosemont.
Sure.
But that first night is always a little bit like batting practice, a little, and you're not allowed that. When you hear Seinfeld's coming, I'm like, oh man, he'll probably be in the room for my last 10 minutes.
Oh yeah.
So I wanted to do like my last 10 minutes. I wanted to make sure that I was kind of just performing for him.
Of course you were.
Smart move.
Yeah, exactly.
So any summer plans? You guys going to go on vacation?
You going to go to the pool?
You going to go to the pool this summer, Pat?
We're going to be at Lawn Aqua. You know, a couple volleyball courts.
Nice.
Sounds good.
Yeah, we got some, we're trying to get some stuff planned. We're going to go to, we just got a dog, so it's hard to travel.
Ooh.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. We got a Irish.
You sound thrilled, Pat.
I'm not a dog person, but I'm becoming.
Me neither. Yeah.
Did you have a dog as a kid? You didn't have any dogs?
No dog as a kid. No,
me neither.
I married my wife because we both don't like dogs. That's not a lie. That was like the icebreaker.
All right, So, Pat, you got pushed into getting the dog. The kids wanted the dog. You said, all right, I'll get you the dog.
You got an Irish setter, you said?
I did relent. It's an Irish golden doodle.
Ooh, cool.
Yeah, which is like, you know, everyone's heard of golden doodles, but this breeder was like, let's get someone else in the bedroom and see what happens. Hey, pour some Jameson. Get that ginger in here.
Uh-huh.
Get the drunk ginger from the hallway.
I'm telling you, they're like, just put Irish on the title. Some from Beverly will buy it.
Yep. Absolutely.
It's all a scam.
We do that with our show, Pat.
Is that a bad one?
No, not at all.
Hey, Pat, I wanted to ask you, are you still doing your podcast with the Chicago White Sox?
I am not.
Okay.
I'm not, no. We left it on great terms. It just was, it kind of ran itself. You know, they were going through so many different identity things, I think, at that time that we never really got our footing. I mean, it was.
They should focus a
great
on the
experience,
team.
Yeah,
ton of fun. But I would love to be doing it right now.
Oh yeah, they're kind of, you know, I'm as a big Sox fan myself, I'm a little excited because you can see they're starting to come together.
There's a spark.
The pitching's not there yet, but they're not far off. I don't think.
Back to Pat McGann.
Sorry, I just got to.
Think that like Chuck Garfine, their podcast and the access that they have. Like, you can't compete with that anyway.
Sure. Understandable.
But I do have a great relationship with the Sox, and I'm excited about what's going on there.
Awesome.
Pat, you got interviewed by Rahm Emanuel on one of his podcasts. Well, how did that happen? Where did Rahm call?
I'll tell you, man.
Yeah,
so
go
Rahm came. Rahm came to the Chicago Theater to see Sebastian.
Yeah.
And I opened for him. I met him that night before my set.
Okay.
I don't think he really had any idea who I was.
But right.
Then my wife came in, and he was like, so he knew my wife because my wife had worked for the city.
Okay.
So then the next day, he called me. And I had like this unknown number pop up, didn't answer it. And then I get the voicemail, and it's Rahm, and he was like complimentary and so nice. And so I called back.
Yeah.
Talked to him, and he was like, anything I can do for you? I was like, yeah, introduce me to your brother.
For starters.
Yeah.
Anything but that.
Yeah,
my
of course.
My brother doesn't call me back. but he was cool. Very cool. And then he reached out to do the podcast. It was really nice. So it was cool just being up there in that office. Like,
yeah, it was a cool episode. I listened to it. Yeah.
Oh, thanks, man. Mm-hmm. And then we got to do another thing together when we roasted Matt O'Shea, and he came out, and he was awesome. I'm telling you, that guy, I don't know. I mean, I like him. I thought he was a good dude.
He had the hardest job in America, I think.
Yeah, absolutely.
No kid, no question. But he had to follow, and, you know.
Sure.
Hashtag Rahm Emanuel.
Uh-huh. Yep.
Yep.
Pat McGann endorses.
But now we got Lori, and I'm excited about this one.
Yeah.
Me too. Do you, how much, you know, now that you're on the road, are you still writing a lot of Chicago-centric jokes, or do you get away from that?
I kind of get away from it, but if I think about it, you know, I've been doing one. I just opened tonight's show about Lori being openly gay. Everyone's calling her openly gay. It's like, what, all the other previous ones were just throwing... They're throwing shade at Rom. Like, yeah, we saw that ballerina stuff.
Yeah, right.
Daily planting all those flowers. Yay.
Very good. Well, Pat, thanks for talking to us.
No, I appreciate you having me, Pat. Yet. And really, thank you. I'm sorry I couldn't get over there. I much prefer doing these things in studio, but
oh, stop.
Thanks for letting me call in, man.
Oh, we loved having you, Pat.
We'd love to have you back in the studio at some point in the future. You can see Pat.
Let's not get crazy.
Okay.
Call his agent.
Definitely.
The door's open. You can see Pat McGann at Zany's this Friday. And Pat, what are the times? What time are you going on? 9? 8:30?
The Friday is 8. I think that's the Friday. And the Saturday early ones are sold out.
Okay.
The Friday late show, I think even the Saturday late show is just about sold out. But there's tickets for the Friday late show.
Go get it, Pat McGann.
Come on out.
God bless.
All right, thanks, Pat. Break a leg.
Thanks, guys.
Appreciate
it. Belt.
Pat McGann. What a
awesome.
Career. He's having a hell of a run right now.
He sure is.
Very
legendary, Pat McGann.
Awesome to have him on the program. Last time I saw Pat McGann, I was working at The Onion, and I called him in to do a... you know, like a read. This was like 8 years ago.
Yeah.
No. This was in 2013. Not that long ago.
During my movie star.
That's what it was. Like, and you always want to try to get everybody a gig, you know?
Yeah.
And I like it, you know, it comes down to like Pat didn't get the gig, and I was like, I was mad about it.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, you know. And it just comes down to like, you know, what do you look like? It's, you know, it had nothing to do with talent. But that was the last time I saw Pat, and I'm like, should I remind him of that? Probably not.
Nah.
But well, he'll listen to it in here.
It doesn't matter because the spot I did for The Onion, that commercial for whatever, is nowhere to be found anywhere.
It's been erased from the existence.
It's been erased from the internet. You know how hard that is?
To erase something from the internet?
Yeah, it's impossible.
I don't. You know how hard it is to get something off the internet, huh?
I've been trying.
Have you been trying to get other things off the internet?
Maybe.
Just a little Brian Jones art, that's all.
Yep.
Trying to get it removed.
Just some hand-painted Brian Jones art that I got.
Mm-hmm.
That's all.
What's on the agenda this weekend?
I can't even wrap my head around tomorrow, you know?
Yeah.
I'm living moment to moment.
Oh, excuse me.
Yeah, Bill, go ahead.
Clay, happy birthday, buddy.
Oh, come on.
I believe you have a birthday this weekend.
My birthday's on Friday.
Yes, yes.
Happy birthday, Clay.
Yeah, so was yesterday. I'm now 39.
39 is fine.
Welcome to the club.
Yep.
We're very happy for you.
I'm going to try and make the best of it, you know?
I'm not going to
do anything crazy like go
I mean, as we're, you know, your birthday, the audience listens to this show on Saturday, but Wednesday is when we're taping, so what are the plans?
Nothing.
Just chilling.
Maybe eat some food.
Did you tell the Stones lady that your birthday was on Friday?
I did not tell Isabel, the Stones lady, that that my birthday was coming up. I didn't want to get her too excited.
We should have asked Pat if we could get Isabel some tickets and put her over at Zany's this weekend.
She's not interested in it.
Yeah. No.
She also painted her front door red.
Really?
Yeah, because I see a red door and I want to paint it black, but she kept it red. She told me that.
It gets really deep, doesn't it?
It's as deep. It gets even deeper than that. Do you want to know how deep it gets?
It gets channel 11 WTTW deep. It
gets Ponce deep.
Yes.
Ponce deep.
I have a secret. It's Ponce deep.
We haven't made a Ponce reference here in a while.
Don't tell anyone.
I'm so sick of the Ponces.
I haven't gotten my, you know...
They're woven into the fabric of Chicago broadcasting at this point.
I haven't seen
any.
They haven't bothered me in a while. So,
I haven't. We were talking about like their pests. Like their. I haven't bothered by any.
No, I just. You know what? I don't think I've turned. You know, like during the election. Well, during the election, because I get. I like watching Chicago politics and all that stuff. So, like, I'll was tuning into the Chicago Tonight to see what was going on there.
Feels tolerable.
But, you know. Okay.
We kid. They're probably huge Rolling Stones fans.
They are. Oh. The Ponces love the Stones.
Are you kidding me? They're opening for the Stones.
We should see
there.
If we can take the Stones.
The Ponces are opening for the Stones at Soldier Field. I don't know if you guys do that.
Yeah,
they come.
They're doing a cappella.
Mm-hmm.
We should see if we could take the Ponces to the Stones show.
And videotape our like us in a suite with the Ponces?
It'd be unbelievable.
Wouldn't that be cool? We get a photographer.
Us Isabel.
Us Isabel and the Ponce family.
We're all wearing GoPros.
And Pam again.
We're
all wearing GoPros at the Stones show.
We're all wearing custom Rolling Stones hockey jerseys.
Love it. Love it.
Absolutely.
And then when we're finished, we're going to take everybody back over to Barney Callahan's Irish Pub.
That's right.
It's at 10618 Southwestern. It's the perfect Southside Irish bar.
Pictures.
And you can tell them that the Hoolies sent you if you ever want to go over there for a nice cold,
no idea what
cold drink.
About.
Yeah.
They may not. But if I post this Pat McGann episode, everyone from Beverly will likely click on it and go over there.
As yeah, go
should,
there.
As they should.
You want to do let's do a commercial break.
Yes,
yeah,
we
right.
Should.
All right.
More Isabel talk when we return.
There's no friend like an old friend. Southside Cousins Mike and Dick Haggerty have been selling cars for over 45 years. They've been in business together since 1982 when they started their first store where everybody in the old neighborhood bought their cars. I go way back with the Haggertys. Mike's a Mount Carmel alum and Dick is St. Ignatius. Dick and Mike have been particularly classy to me over the years. Whenever I visit their showroom, it's old school. Buick GMC at 9301 South Cicero or the Volkswagen store at 89th and Cicero, both in Oak Lawn. So do yourself a favor. Get to know the Haggerty family. You'll be delighted you did. I'm currently driving a used car I bought at Haggerty's. It's a gem. And when I think I got lucky, I have to tell myself no. It's because Haggerty took good care of me. God bless him. Call him today at 708-423-5000. 708-423-5000 or go to HaggertyCars.com. Generations of Southside Irish have been happily driving Haggerty cars for generations. Visit Mike Haggerty Buick and GMC at 93rd and Cicero and Mike Haggerty Volkswagen at 89th and Cicero and tell them Hooley sent you. And if you're a first responder, you just might get a better deal than I did.
Hi, I'm Patty Houlihan, and I support Concern Worldwide. If you want to do something about global poverty, hunger, refugees, the unacceptable suffering of young children, if you want to reach people directly where the need is greatest, you should too. For 50 years since its grassroots beginnings in Dublin, Concern has changed and saved lives of millions. It has been the proud, relentlessly compassionate face of Ireland to the world. Support Concern today at concernusa.org. That's concernusa.org. There's no more Irish thing you can do.
When your family has suffered a loss, there's one family I know who will be there for you. Robert J. Sheehy and Sons Funeral Home are third generation family owned and operated. The Sheehy family has dedicated their lives serving families throughout Chicago and the southwest suburbs. Robert J. Sheehy and Son Funeral Home was incorporated in 1913 as a storefront at 76th and Halsted in Chicago. At the time, this is one of the few standalone funeral homes of its kind, was to be the first of many to come bearing the Sheehy name. The founder, Roger Sheehy Sr., was soon joined in business by his three sons, Roger Jr., Jack, and Bob. This trademark of success is evident 98 years later as Bob and Jim Sheehy, third generation, own and operate two locations in Orland Park and Burbank. The name Sheehy on their sign outside the funeral home means something. For them, it's very important that everyone be treated as if they were family, friend, or neighbor, as they very well could be. When my brother Willie died a few years ago, the Sheehys took very good care of our family, and you know you never forget something like that. Every detail is handled in a professional and personal manner. On a daily basis, the directors Bill Kiley, Mike Orico, and John Sullivan, and the rest of the staff, take great pride in their work, serving families as if they were their own. Bob Sheehy will tell you, we pride ourselves in offering the highest level of professionalism with every family we serve. Robert J. Sheehy and Sons Funeral Homes, here for you since 1913.
McCann's Irish Oatmeal. We've been warming the hearts, minds, and souls of the most discriminating oatmeal lovers for over 150 years. From the family farm to your table, enjoy the whole grain goodness of McCann's Irish Oatmeal today. available at your local grocery store.
Oh, ooh.
That's Brian.
Yeah.
Oh, Isabel.
Welcome back, Rock and Rollers. I'm Nick Biondi, co-starring for the Hoolies Hoolie.
Yeah.
I want to say hello to everybody out at Barney Callahan's Irish Pub.
Everyone in North Oak Chrysler.
No, yeah. Mike Haggerty, Buick GMC of Oak Lawn.
North Oak Chrysler doesn't exist anymore. Don't worry about it.
Make sure you buy a car at Mike Haggerty, Buick GMC, Volkswagen of Oak Lawn, everybody. Ha!
You sound just like him. You sound just like him.
I haven't heard you do your Biondi in a while. Still on point.
Very good, Pat.
That's Mick Jagger in the audience with me. Mick, you had an old woman named Isabel. Good fan of yours here in Chicagoland.
Hello, Dick. Hello, Dick. Thanks for having me. Isabel is one of my best friends.
Yeah, she's a real... This is class act, Clay. Mick.
Right. right.
You blew the cover there.
I did blow the cover.
Yeah, it's okay. I met Dick Biondi at North Old Chrysler when it did exist.
You did?
Yeah, it was great. He was a nice guy. His hair had so much grease in it,
mm-hmm.
and it was like total doo-wop 50s.
Yeah.
It was perfect.
I met him at Hoops in the Loop at McCormick Place.
God bless.
He was there.
Did you play him in one-on-one?
No, I was reffing like the 3-on-3 tournaments. It was a part-time gig through...
Were you smoking then?
The city of Chicago. Yeah, there were people smoking cigarettes. Absolutely, there were.
Sure, Biondi was smoking.
Yes. Were you smoking?
It's a lovely night on the court. Young guys smoking heaters, greasers everywhere, chicks on the cars.
I was working with...
It's a little Rolling Stones for Isabel.
Yeah.
Isabel's the name of Dick Biondi's Corvette.
I was working with Johnny McShane.
That's my Corvette, Isabel. Take a look at Isabel. Isn't she hot?
Isn't she cherry?
She's cherry red.
Oh, man. Yeah, he was he was a pretty awesome person
to see.
Phil's reading Dick Biondi's...
I remember it because I was coming up.
He's eulogizing Biondi. Biondi's not even dead yet.
How old is Biondi now?
You gotta look it up.
I was coming up the escalator.
He's not dead.
I was coming up the escalator at the McCormick Place, and I saw him. Like he just like was one of those personalities.
Yeah,
like jumps.
He glows. He's like
he
Jesus.
Does. He glows. It's just like that's Biondi.
Did he have a switchblade comb?
No, I didn't get that close to him. You know, I was.
Should have smelled his neck.
He was off in the corner, and I was waiting in line at McDonald's.
Dick, I've loved you for years. Mind if I smell your neck? What kind of cologne do you wear? I wear Drakkar Noir.
You're not a Paco Rabanne man, Dick.
No, Paco Rabanne. You know who wore? You know who used to wear Paco Rabanne?
Del Shannon
wore Paco Rabanne. He sang Runaway.
Yes, he did.
He, when he was a young man in his teens, he wore canoe, and then he kicked over to Paco Rabanne.
The guy rigged, but he had the voice of an angel.
I'm a Drakkar Noir guy. Thank you, Bill. Dick Biondi is 86 years old.
Oh, okay.
God bless him.
Yeah, man.
Let's have him on.
I would love to have Biondi.
What's
on.
He doing?
We talked about it. There was a documentary that was supposed to be coming out on him years ago.
What's he doing tonight?
I don't know, man. We talked about Biondi, I mean, maybe like 4 years ago on an episode.
Yeah, you know right. What would be cool?
What's that, Pat?
Is now that Chicago has gambling, right?
Hey. Uh-huh.
You guys saw the rule that came down.
Right.
You can have sports books at casinos or at horse tracks now. So
right.
The carries over at Hawthorne are going to get they're going to get floor games, too, and a sports book.
Right.
That's just a full-blown casino.
Yeah.
Now, yeah.
It's going to be like Vegas around here.
Oh,
those teeth, they're gorgeous.
Right.
Abby wasn't have gorgeous teeth.
What's that guy's name from the Invisalign commercial?
I don't think he has a name.
Those teeth, they're gorgeous. We got to look it up.
Is it it's not Invisalign.
It's clear choice.
It's clear choice because they're implants.
When I engage with the players, that guy's awesome. That guy should be on every TV show ever.
The guy from the Invisalign commercial who was a blackjack dealer, everybody.
I want him in my movie.
Oh, the Clear Choice commercial, I think.
I'm casting my movie. I got Dick Biondi. I got the poker dealer from the Clear Choice
Mick
commercial.
Jagger.
Mick Jagger.
Isabella
Jagger.
Pat McGann.
Jeff Goldblum.
Jeff Goldblum.
Sure, why not?
Sure.
Ozzie Guillen.
Ozzie Guillen. Ben Zobrist. The full cast.
Yep.
Yeah.
I was saying that now that they have those, you know, that the casinos are going... It would be cool to see Biondi should do a sports book podcast where he just interviews old, like, gambling guys from Chicago, you know, from the past, and that'd be interesting.
Old bookmakers, you
mean? Like old bookies, and he's like, you know.
So they're just going to start building casinos all
He does it
place.
Live. He'll do the show live at Hawthorne.
Live from Hawthorne.
Right.
Hear the clip-clap of the horses.
Who's going to be
talk
the...
Talk gambling.
Who will become the new...
Live from Hawthorne, hear the clip-clap of the horses. We're here to talk gambling and rock and roll. My name is Dick Biondi.
So is he like the new Ace Rothstein? Of like when Ace Rothstein has his own show.
Right,
TV
it's like
show.
Ace, Ace is High.
Ace is High. It's like Ace. It's like Sam Rothstein's show.
The Ace is High Dancers.
Biondi should have his own show. At the casino, with dancers at the casino.
Copy the entire scene.
Copy the entire thing.
Casino.
Right. And then you have, you know, guys.
God, that would be awesome.
Right? You know, like, tonight it's Tommy James and the Shondells, I hear.
KC you know? And the Sunshine right. Band.
Please welcome the Buckinghams. You know?
Right.
Be awesome.
Well, you know, you better talk to some PR people, marketing people over at the racetrack and see what you can get done.
Probably called Dick first.
Lights, yeah. Camera, Dick is the name of the show. Only at Hawthorne Racetrack. Well, I got a babysitter. I'm taking a wife over to see Lights, Camera, Dick. They got the Buckinghams playing. We're going to play the ponies. A couple
going
of games.
Gene and Jude's on the way home.
Stop by Gene and Jude's on the way home.
Gene and Jude's is near Rivers.
Listen to the Stones live in France. Isabel gave me a VHS.
All right. What do you think about this gambling thing, Bill? Are you excited for it?
Yeah,
gambling and weed all over the city.
I don't know.
Now.
You like, know, I mean,
yeah.
Money's going to be flowing in.
Here's the thing: if you're a person who already likes to gamble,
mm-hmm.
you're already gambling.
Are they putting a casino like right?
I'm like, you're already gambling. You're already, like, if you're a person who likes to gamble, you believe me, you will drive to where you want to go gamble.
Bill,
they're already doing
settle
it.
Settle down on the gamble.
But in Chicago, yeah, I mean, hey, you know, if it generates, I just hate to think of people just, you know.
They should put a casino at the top of the Sears Tower.
Eventually, if they're all over the place on top of people.
They might.
People
you
get
never know.
So, like, you can't even escape that bad decision.
What?
You know? It's
what
like you're trying, if you're someone who, say, like, has a lottery addiction, and it's
like.
Like
you?
Oh!
Yeah, like, I don't
like
necessarily
this guy
think,
you know?
I don't necessarily think it's the greatest thing, mm-hmm. but. Here's the thing. What I think is cool is that you can bet on the sports book. The idea of having like table games and everything all over the city now, and like you're going to open what, maybe another one or two casinos.
It's going to be like 1931 around here.
That's kind of like, well, all right.
It's going to be great.
You already got Rivers. It's not that far.
Rivers,
and you got Indiana right there too.
Rivers is basically like putting your money in a vending machine and getting nothing out of it.
That's exactly what they are all like.
That's not true.
Yeah.
There's the good ones and bad ones. I know about this stuff.
No, I'm pretty much it's gambling. You know,
yeah,
I mean,
you're never gonna, you know, end up on top unless you're a whale.
Exactly. You know, there's plenty of guys sitting around in Chicago basements
Billy, you're
right
never
now.
Gonna sit up on top unless you're a whale
they're
at the
like,
casino.
Can't wait
this
to
weekend,
go.
Come see me for Lights, Camera, Dick.
Yeah.
Brian Urlacher will be the gift.
Brian Urlacher and Sam Giancana's nephew.
Yeah, we'll
friend.
See. I mean, I hope that it generates a lot of money for the state.
Brian Urlacher and Christy Hefner are here tonight.
Oh, God.
For entertainment purposes, it'll bring a lot of tourism and stuff to
Well,
Chicago,
hopefully
yeah.
it brings, like, you know, like stand-up comedians and concerts.
Sure. That's what I'm getting at. That's why I think it's cool. Like, yeah. I think it's going to be, you know, there's going to be more venue for entertainment.
Come see, you know?
Yeah.
Come see Pat Chase over at, you know... Johnny's Casino on Wacker.
Johnny's Casino. Great name, right? Johnny's Casino.
Johnny Dice's Casino.
Now we're going a little bit.
I'm sorry. I should have stopped at Johnny's.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Sorry, honey. I stopped at Johnny's. You get a beef? No, I lost the mortgage.
Yeah. No, I lost 60 grand.
Right.
Exactly.
You know where you'll never lose 60 grand?
Where's that?
The Twisted Shamrock Irish Pub in the Medway area.
Hope not.
Glad to hear that.
Go see Mike Courtney and his wife Dawn if you're thirsty this weekend and get a cold brew over there. It's at 6462 South Central Avenue, or you can call them at 773-735-1625.
All right.
You know who I bet was very, very happy about the Katie Taylor win?
Mm-hmm.
It's our good friend Mike Joyce.
Absolutely.
The Celtic Boxing Club.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
So if you're interested in following in Katie's footsteps, you know, you can go get yourself in shape and see Mike, because the club was founded as a place to give neighborhood kids a place to learn the art of boxing and offer a positive outlet.
Absolutely.
It's a very special place, the Celtic Boxing Club.
Yes, it is.
If you're looking to learn how to box or get in shape this summer, call them at 773-779-7266.
Yeah.
Nice.
All right.
Yeah.
Dick Bianis is from Boone.
Where is he?
He's from Broome County, New York.
Okay.
South New York.
He's a New Yorker.
Yeah, just like us, Bill. We were born in New York.
That's right.
You guys were.
Dick, we have something in common.
Our love of radio.
Right?
And, yeah.
And I wonder how Dick would react to my impression. I only do that, like, out of, you know, love.
Of course.
Mm-hmm. You know? I loved him growing up.
And absolutely.
There's something so comfortable about his, like, it's comforting to hear his voice. Like, I remember, like, going on vacation and coming back into town, and, like, you hear his voice, and you're like,
oh, I'm back, baby.
Yep.
Beyondy.
Chi-town.
Here we go.
Like, if you were going to do a Scorsese movie about Chicago, Beyondy has to be part of that
Beyondy
that
and then,
sound,
you know?
You know?
The Wanderer coming on afterwards.
Right. Dion, you know?
Yeah.
Maybe we... Do we have a couple
57 Chevys rolling
I wonder, we don't have Runaway, do we, Mike? By Del Shannon? That'd be awesome. Man.
Of course you do.
What did they use? That was the opening.
Crime Story.
That was one of my father's favorite songs, if not his all-time favorite.
Runaway?
Yeah. God bless.
God bless. Runaway. God bless.
Yeah.
I do want to give a shout-out to my buddy Nick Rada. He called me on the phone today.
Absolutely.
He's doing well. And I want to... give a get well and happy to hear that his mom's she was in a little intensive care. She had a little problem there.
Oh wow.
But she's getting better. So
that's good to hear.
We're all happy to hear it, Bridget. Hope you're doing well.
Nikki's our number one fan.
We're praying for you as well. And next time I see Dick Biondi, I'll tell him you said what's up.
Absolutely.
Uh-huh.
You know. If you've enjoyed the last hour of this program,
you have.
I hope you have. Isabel, Pat McGann. Isabel, the Stones Lady, Pat McGann, and Biondi. It about sums up this episode.
It doesn't get any better.
Yeah. You never know where it's going to land. You know?
No.
One thing I like about this show, you never know where you're going to land.
Like doing that too much.
I love doing it. I can't help it. If you like the Hooli Zooli, you can listen to it at hibernianradio.org. Or you can find archived episodes and new ones at iTunes by searching Hooli's Hooli Show. This show is presented to you by McCann's Irish Oatmeal and Mike Haggerty Buick GMC Volkswagen of Oak Lawn. Until next week, here's a little Runaway by my old pal Del Shannon. He's a Paco Rabanne man.
See ya.
Wishing you